If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Warning, this podcast may contain bad language aimed at people weaker than us and content and language and stuff that's offensive to people.
Are you happy with that one?
No, I'm not. It wasn't the best.
No.
And it kind of came out more on the side of the bully than the bully.
Yeah.
The victim.
Yeah. The victim. That's the survivor.
Yeah.
Bullseye reference just in the theme tune to make it a bit more fun.
I guess you could if you wanted.
In one. Mum can sit there and have a good doze and wake up and find she's got sparkling clothes with this automatic washing machine.
In two.
When those youngsters come to sum it all up, life will be a lot easier for them with this kiddie's computer.
In three.
Shh. This is for your ears only. It's a personal stereo.
In four.
Here's something that'll bring you down to earth. It's a super set of garden tools.
In five.
Aye, aye, Skipper. Put it there. In this pine captain's trunk. Arr, Jim lad.
In six.
This prize could be a real catch. It's a complete angler's kit.
In seven.
See it, snap it, then see it again. On film, with this Polaroid camera.
In eight.
You'll score 11s out of 10s if you take home with you this coffee maker.
And Bully's special prize.
Welcome to Seesaw Podcast.
With your hosts, T, Cleves and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much-needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome, one and all, back to Seesaw Podcast, the show that will punch you in the face and take your lunch money.
Fucking hell.
God.
So, doubling down on the horrific things.
I wasn't expecting it.
No. Okay. So we are back, and this week we're going to be talking about, as alluded to in the previous episode, bullying and being disabled and all that stuff. I will say, because there will be some prudes out there, these are jokes. It is very important. It's a topic we're covering because it's important and it does matter. And it affects a lot of people. Even if you don't think you've been bullied, you probably have. If you don't think you've ever been a bully, you probably have.
If you don't think you've ever been bullied, you're probably a bully.
Hmm. They always say the bully's been bullied, though, don't they?
Oh.
True.
Sunrise and set.
Well, before we get into this fantastic episode, which might have no controversies at all for once, let's go over what we're wearing. We haven't done that in a while.
All right. I've got this t-shirt on. It's white. And it says Ignite down it. Like, ignite, 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 ignite. It's a band t-shirt. Guess what they're called?
Ignite?
No! Yeah, they are.
I thought you were going to say no. They're called Ignite, 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 Ignite.
Yeah.
That's a convoluted name.
It could have been like a Rage Against the Machine reference.
But it isn't.
No. Then I got a shirt wrapped for them that I've just not taken off from work. Well, actually, no, I would have taken it off and then put it back on. I don't know why. Maybe I was feeling a bit chilly at the time.
Oh.
And then my house jeans.
House jeans.
Yeah.
House jeans.
Yeah. You know, like when you get indoors and you've got a separate pair of jeans that you use for like just jobbing around the house. You wouldn't take them out of the house. House jeans.
Pajamas?
Yeah, kind of like pajamas.
Who sleeps in jeans?
I don't sleep in the jeans. I sleep naked.
God,
I don't use that. Oh, no, I don't sleep in the jeans. I sleep on the boxes, or I don't know if it's really cold. I do have a pair of lounge pants, but I don't really wear them that often.
Okay, that's fair. Selena P, let's throw to you.
I'm in pajamas. Yeah. Standard Disney ones, Disney print all over them.
I know, we can see from the camera.
Next week.
Next week. And to round it out, and then we'll find out why Selena sounds so sad, I wear a white jumper, black gilet, and my house jeans, funny enough.
Yeah. See?
You don't have house jeans as well.
I do. It had like one of the pockets has a massive hole in it, so I can't
put anything in there in public.
It just falls out, which is not great.
House jeans tend to be the jeans that are so worn out that you no longer want to wear them out.
Yeah,
but you've got to be wearing something around the house, right?
Pajamas.
No,
you can't really like. It's not really a thing for guys, is it? You don't just like wander around in like I don't know a negligee.
You can buy male pajamas.
Maybe they called them
negligee or nothing.
Like jogging bottoms. That's what I expect.
Yeah, that's the same. But house jeans.
Yeah, but jeans aren't as comfy, are they?
These ones are. These are very comfy. He can fit his whole hand through his pocket to his knob.
Yep. Wow.
Comfy.
Okay. So, Selena Pete, why are you so sad? What's up?
I'd hurt myself. Do you know what? Actually, my story was yesterday. I thought it was going to be my story for the podcast today, but now I've gone and topped it. So if this morning didn't happen, I was going to say I fell over yesterday, which I did.
Aww.
Walking Riley, tripped up, landed, hands down, but thankfully I had gloves on, so my hands were all right. Grazed my knee, bruised my knee. Well, that was bad. And then I go football training this morning. Do a sharp turn left, and I've injured my knee, tibia. Still not sure, working it out. Physio's messaging me as we speak, asking, is it hurt more going up or down the stairs? Can you push your kneecap down? What happens then? So, yeah, I don't know what I've done.
Oh, that's a shame.
When's the third one going to happen?
What?
Well, accidents happen in threes, right?
Great.
So you got one more to look forward to.
Fantastic.
Yeah. you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And you do have sympathy from Dragon Pockets on Twitch, who also asked Cleves, are they skinny jeans? Well, implying that they would be comfortable if they weren't skinny jeans.
No, they're not. But my boxers are tighter than I would like, I'm not going to lie. Well, occasionally you get boxers and they just ride up a little bit too much. One of those pairs.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. That,
I don't know. I always find it a little bit bizarre that men wear boxers. Like, I don't know, wearing shorts underneath your trousers essentially all the time. It seems a bit weird. But I mean,
why?
I don't know. You've got different bits down there. I don't know.
You want something that's going to keep your junk in place, but you also don't want something that's going to ride up into your junk. Basically.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, I suppose.
Yeah. That is true. And the problem with, like...
I thought you were about to go off on one here.
No, boxers, I don't know, they're just...
Made of cardboard.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Wife bunks have a connotation to them, which I think I don't think a lot of men are comfortable doing that. If you are comfortable doing that, then more power to you. But The wife fans, it's not a strong look.
It's not the 80s anymore.
Let's put it this way.
More comfortable? That's what I'm curious.
I don't know if they are. Not really. Like, I feel like when your boxers ride up, they effectively become wife fronts. And they just they strangle you. They strangle you, your bits, basically.
Okay, well, let's get on track with this episode, shall we? Let's go from the wife fronts, shall we? Let's say you were in school and you're changing off to PE. And you're a kid who has Y fronts, you may find yourself at a certain age being the victim of bullying.
Ah, I thought you were going to say something else.
Well,
and I didn't say it for once. But I was very tempted.
Yes, we won't go
into that. We get it.
So, when it comes to bullying, I think, like I said at the start, I think a lot of people have experienced it in their life one way or another, or maybe has done it without knowing or intentionally doing it. But this sort of came up with, I suppose it came down to the last few episodes that we did on Can Culture, Can't Culture. I mentioned about the bullying reference that was in the Nice Tapers Network. And this sort of is where this came from. Just a quick, very quick recap of that. A parent was told by a GP that their child was going to probably get bullied because of their disability, their visual impairment. And there was uproar from all the parents saying that they should lose their license. How can they say that? It's not going to happen. My response to it was very clear that it was likely to happen, but you have to take steps. Like, to be fair, all kids get bullied in some way, usually. You just got a bigger target, I guess, if you have something that makes you stick out from anyone else. And that doesn't necessarily mean a disability. It can mean anything. If you're a bit short, a bit tall, if you're too skinny, or if you came in a bit of extra weight, or the color of your hair, like anything can be picked on. And disability is no different to that. So I think if we kick off, have any of us had experience of being bullied at any point in life?
Me.
Okay, and this is a safe space. You don't have to go into details about it. That's absolutely fine.
I'll cue up the sad piano music.
I'm okay about it, though. Yeah, I've been bullied loads.
You don't have to sound so jaunty about it.
That was quite jaunty.
I mean, you've got to... It seems like a good thing for this episode because it's content. So I'm seeing the positives in this. I knew it would come one day, something good out of it. So I don't know if I was really bullied at primary school, but I don't know. I have this weird memory of suggesting that a boy was bullying me, but I think I made it up. I think I said he was calling me Four Eyes, but I don't think he was. Might have lied about being bullied for some reason.
Did at you primary like
school. No, not at all. He was okay. Just like, I wanted to get him in trouble for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I possibly could have been bullied at primary school. I'm not too sure. I mean, when I was at school, like, I wasn't just only the disabled kid. I was also the only Asian kid, more or less, in a very white village, so I kind of did really stick out. So bullies were rubbing their hands with glee. At secondary school, it got worse as my sight deteriorated. Probably the worst of it was like year 10, 11, sixth form onwards. Used to, I guess, mobile phones by then. People would get my number and then just prank call me and shout stuff down to me. So both racist and disabled bullying. I just hung up. I do remember times my mum grabbing the phone and telling, like, shouting at these kids, and I was just like, I'll just leave it. It's like, it's just words. Didn't really bother me. Obviously, also they did it with withheld number and stuff. And then walking around school, people would shout lamppost at me. Generally, again, some racist comments, and they would stand far away enough So I knew they were male, but I couldn't identify who they were. So they never really got in trouble for it.
That sucks. I mean, we'll get onto like proactive ways of dealing with this in a bit, or how we've dealt with various things. But especially from your situation, Selena, like you said, you had a bit of a twofer going on.
Yeah.
You know.
But do you know what? It was never physical. So all I had was words. But so lucky in that sense, no one actually ever did anything to me more than saying nasty things. Not really emotionally scarred by it. I accepted that I was an easy target. I got it. I didn't feel, maybe that was what saved me from letting it get to me. I didn't feel like that was the worst thing going on in my life. It was probably worse that I was busy losing my sight, you know, other things to deal with than kids being kids and immature. It wasn't the end of the world.
But it's still, it does really knock your confidence, isn't it? And I think when it comes to things now, like mental health and well-being is in much more of a spotlight, or trying to really like counteract that. But I think when we were all growing up, that wasn't really a thing, was it? Like, especially if you had no proof or didn't know who was doing this. Like, and there was no support. Even from my situation anyway, there was no support for this.
Yeah, I don't think mental health was invented until 2019, was it?
Yeah, exactly.
It came with COVID.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's, yeah, you're not wrong. So, Cleves, what, if any, is your experience or situation with this?
I didn't really get a lot of bullying growing up. I kind of... the only time I really got a bit of bullying was because I used to just get my head down and get on with my work a lot of the time, which occasionally people were a little bit like, "Never square, mate." But it kind of, like, me getting on with my work kind of afforded me a little bit of leeway, in the sense that people just thought I could get on with my work and do stuff. And, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about me.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Which kind of because they thought I was getting on with my work and doing everything, which I was turning it all in on time and stuff for school, means I could go out and do whatever the fuck I want. If I wanted to go out, go drinking down the park, great. If I wanted to go out to smoke weed or whatever, no one's going to think that was me.
Yeah.
Until right now. I'm not saying it was a fallacy, but if you get the first part done and you take a bit of criticism for being that person that, you know, turns his homework in on time and things like that, then yeah, fine. No, I didn't never actually got bullied for my disability, though. This was more for me being quite hardworking, at least to a point where I got the start to get the balance wrong during sixth form. And
one, I was going to say, like, that's not how, I'm surprised at that. I didn't think you were that kind of child.
Well, we met at RNC. And you want to know the reason I went there? I failed 2 of 3 A-levels.
Yeah, so how the hell did that happen?
Well, up to my GCSE point, I was quite a good boy. And then
I don't see it.
Kind of like I say, the seesaw tipped in the wrong direction.
All references.
Yeah. And then I had to get my shit together in various ways. But yeah, that I didn't really have a great deal of bullying. I think once I found my own niche and my own group of friends, that's when the bullying didn't stop necessarily, because I'd still get it occasionally. A lot of the time you were bullied because I was with my friends. Like, I was the kind of grabby rocker kid growing up, and my friends were similar. So a lot of the time you had just the different factions. You had the chavs, the townies. You don't really get it so much anymore, I don't think, because everything's a bit more...
Speaking as a man with no children and doesn't go around any kids of that age, and then you're making the assumption that it doesn't happen.
All the kids that I've spoken to, and kids, I mean people of like 16 to 18-year-olds, and they're usually the kids of people I know, admittedly, is like less of a thing. People still do have like scenes and things like that now, but I don't think the aggressiveness between factions is necessarily as bad as it was. I could be wrong, like, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't really... I've got nieces and nephews, but this is never a conversation I've had with them, so I can't really add anything to what the kids are going through now. But I don't know. Maybe it does seem like it was more segmented when we were growing up. It was more of a closed world, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, your music, like, you could only afford a certain amount of albums or singles, stuff like that, and you gravitate to people who also liked that stuff.
Yep.
Whereas now you've got Spotify, you can listen to literally anything. For the cost of less of an album, like, it costs less than an album used to cost.
Well, I used to go down to the local library, borrow them for 80p, copy them at home, and then sell them around school to make money.
That's when you became a bad boy.
That's when I became a businessman.
You say business, I say pirate.
Piracy's a business.
It's
lucrative for the pirates.
It kind of is.
Most of Somalia.
Oh, well. I don't know if it's that lucrative, if I'm being honest.
No, it's true. I'm literally basing it off one South Park episode I saw.
Yeah.
Anyway, bullying. See? You?
So, I have experienced bullying. Not so much primary school.
It's like, I have experienced bullying.
Well, I have been bullied.
Right, okay. You made it sound like you were the bully. Bullier?
No. Not so much primary school sort of age. Like, it wasn't really that sort of school. And because of that primary school, it had quite a large... It wasn't a specialist school for, like, disabled individuals or visual impaired. It was a mainstream school. But it was kind of the school that had... It had a big department for disabled kids. So there must have been around 40, 50 disabled kids in the entire school, because it was like quite a built up area. And this one school was like, we're just going to put all this investment in being the best, and then we can look after the needs of all the disabled kids at primary level in this area. So a lot of parents are just like, well, they're the best. Why are we going to send our kids to the place which doesn't have all of the accessible technology and all the wheelchair ramps and everything already set up for them? So although it was mainstream, it did have quite a large disabled population. And I think as a result, it was sort of, when you're talking primary, you're talking from a young age, like 5 years old. So it normalized disability quite a lot. So I don't recall ever having any issues with my disability or bullying in general at that school, to be fair. It was actually quite good. Secondary school was a completely different matter. I stuck out like a sore thumb. It didn't help that the school I went to kind of made me look even more disabled than I was. So, like, adapted materials would be like blown up onto A2 paper, which I didn't need, but they just insisted on it. And they always insisted on sending someone to sit next to me and write down things from the board, even though contextually you know what's being put on the board. And any teacher who was putting problems up would just be like, oh, I'll write them down for you. So in all the classes I had where they weren't there, there was like no difference.
Do you think that the fact that your primary school that was so accessible then made it worse for your secondary school that was, well, from what you've described, like most mainstream schools?
No.
Right. I was going to say, maybe like primary school age, kids don't judge as much at that age anyway. I think when you hit puberty, that's when, I don't know, we've become horrible people and judgmental people. That
I
causes.
I was that before.
Bullying.
That.
Yeah. Primary school, it's, you're innocent, aren't you? And I think it's like exposure really helps at a young age. That's why you get kids to learn languages at a young age, because their brains soak up good things, bad things. But if you instill a good environment from the beginning, it can really help with things.
Mm.
It was absolutely no issues at all, primary school, like not even within our little community. Secondary school, bullying happened a lot. Unfortunately, unlike Selena's situation, it was physical. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So the physical side of things was, I don't know if it's just boys and how they can be. But especially when you can't see, it's very easy to hit someone in the back of the head quite hard. So now thinking back to Gary Turner's episode when we had him on about how little force can cause a mild concussion, I imagine I probably did get a few concussions and damage to my brain. So that wasn't great. Then I moved secondary school because I moved to another part of the country for family reasons. And it didn't really happen there. It almost started, but I wasn't going to let it happen again. And I will say, I will not condone what I did. I do not think that this is how you should do it. But it worked for me. So take that as you will. Before it started properly, I essentially put a line in the sand with violence, and the key to it was make them think that you'll go a lot further than that. No one was hospitalized or anything like that. No one was seriously hurt. But when things did start, I knew what it could be like if you don't act and that the staff are useless, like nothing's going to change.
So just to be clear, rather than they think that you were physically disabled, you wanted them to think you were mentally unstable.
If that's what they felt and they left me alone, then that was fine.
Yeah.
But the situation was along the lines of, not quite bad physical bullying, but then my retaliation to something that was quite minor but still physical was...
To laugh maniacally.
It was a magnitude more than what they expected. To the point where the line was set, like, if you take this further, I will go further with that, even past that level. And it did stop it. Now, I'm not saying that's the right way to do it, and I'm not saying that would work for every instance. It worked for mine because of, I'd gone through a really shit time, and I just wanted to try the complete opposite of what I did before, which was being quite docile, just trying to do it right around the right ways and policy and, go through the school and things, and never worked. So I just essentially took it into my own hands, and it did work. I don't condone it. Like I said, I don't think it's the right way to do things, but I never had any issues after that. it was based as on my disability as well, more so when it came to the second school that I went to, my second secondary school. The first one was a bit of a mix, but the second one was very clearly about my disability, from what I remember, the language and how things were brought to me. And I wasn't having any of that. So, yeah, don't punch people. Don't do that.
Unless you know they're rich. Yeah, joke. Actually, that covers off most of my first notes, which were, what are the types of bullying? And I put down here, physically, mentally, and then just also subconsciously leaving people out of things.
So emotionally as well.
Alienating people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Sometimes we'll do it purposely, sometimes possibly not purposely.
Yeah.
But either way, it can make a person feel real bad inside. God, I sound really patronized, don't I? I'm not very good at this. Anyway. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
It, often feeling lonely and outcast is
because
other people are leaving you out purposely can kind of be like bullying.
I mean, if I was actually prepared, I do recall that there are studies about like friendship groups and gender and things and the type of bullying that goes into it. It sounds obvious what it is, but there are actually studies to show that girls will get bullied more emotional and mental. It's not very often that it will become physical, whereas boys are much more on the physical side of things, which isn't always the case, but it is more likely to happen there. There are studies to support this. I can't cite them because, like I said, I am not prepared for it. If I was smart, I would have looked up the study. But there are studies that show this. And from what we've said about our experiences, I mean, even in the three of us, we can see that trend is there, where I had the physical side, not so much mental or emotional stuff. It was just physical. And Selena had the other side of things, which I don't know what's worse, to be honest.
I think physical. Because honestly, being, although we call it bullying, being called names or whatever, it didn't hurt me. I think I've always just been a hard person. I don't know. I just let it bounce off me. Like, fine, you do you. It doesn't bother me.
I suppose my thinking is mental and when you have like mental and emotional sort of stuff. It's very hard to fight your corner.
They don't need to fight. Just ignore them. That's what I mean. It doesn't matter. So what?
Yeah, but is that a fallacy?
Sticks and stones and all that.
Is that just not a fallacy that we tell ourselves? One of the lies of society.
Sticks and stones will break your bones and words will hurt forever.
Yeah.
No, like I know other people wouldn't have been able to deal with it or cope with it as me, and they would have let it get to them, but there's no need. Like, it doesn't matter what other people think or say. That's what we it's whereas actually getting physically hurt, it's worse. Like, you're actually getting injured. That would make me lose confidence and be a bit wary around people throwing words at me. It's just words.
Yeah, I suppose it comes down to the individual, doesn't it? Because there are going to be others who are going to experience like the mental and emotional side of stuff, and it can get to you. Like,
no, of course,
it can really hit people hard, and there will be other people that can't deal with the physical side of things. And I dealt with it. If I'm being honest, it wasn't too much of a big deal. I grew up as one of four boys, and fighting each other is all we did. So. Yeah, I didn't appreciate it happening in a school environment, but it was something that I was very much used to. And yeah, nothing that I hadn't experienced before, play fighting with my brothers. You get hurt doing that as well. This was just intentional. So the fence posts were moved a little bit for that. But everyone's different.
And that's the end of episode one. We couldn't quite fit it all in one episode. So we're going to get the rest in for you next week. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
God, that was good.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. And you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.